Review of Medical Management of BPH. Introduction. Benign prostatic hyperplasia, that is BPH, is the non-malignant enlargement of prostate gland owing to stromal and epithelial proliferation. Hyperplasia of the prostate begins at 45 years, with the incidence increasing with age. 8% of men being symptomatic at 40 years, 50% of men at 50 to 60 years, 70% of men at 70 years, and 100% of men at 80 years. It's also the commonest benign neoplasm of men, significantly affecting the quality of lives of many men world over. Advances in the understanding of the receptors and various growth mechanisms involving the prostate and lower urinary tract symptoms, that is LUTS, have resulted in the emergence of medical management as a preferred initial modality to treat this condition and a consequent reduction in the need for surgery in the management of symptomatic BPH. The present manuscript attempts to holistically review and discuss the current literature, mechanistic insights, and drugs being used to medically manage the BPH disease. Mechanistic insights and new developments in the alpha adrenergic receptors. All alpha adrenergic receptors, that is alpha ARs, are G-protein coupled transmembrane glycoprotein receptors that mediate catecholaminergic actions in the sympathetic nervous system. That is, they act by binding to norepinephrine. Based on their binding sites, these were initially divided into A and B subtypes. Later, these A receptors were further subdivided into alpha 1 and alpha 2 receptors, and finally, alpha 1 ARs were subclassed into alpha 1 A, alpha 1 D, and alpha 1 B. This is their current terminology. According to the International Union of Pharmacology, that is IUPHAR, three native alpha-1 ARs, that is alpha-1A, alpha-1B and alpha-1C exist based on their prazosin high affinity sites, which is the older terminology, and their cloned counterparts alpha-1A, alpha-1B and alpha-1D, which is the newer terminology, with their genomes existing on chromosomes number 8, 5 and 20. Alpha AR distribution and quantification. Alpha 1A ARs overwhelmingly predominate in the prostatic stroma, whereas alpha 1D ARs are present to a lesser extent. Alpha 1B ARs are chiefly involved in peripheral vasoconstriction. Alpha 1D ARs are restricted to the liver, spleen, lungs, urinary bladder, spinal cord, ganglia, that is the sacral ventral motor nucleus, and nerve terminals. Normally in the human vessels, in patients less than 55 years of age, alpha-1A ARs predominate, while in patients over 65 years, alpha-1B ARs predominate. In the human urinary bladder tissue, hypertrophy after prolonged bladder outlet obstruction leads to an enhanced bladder alpha-1D AR expression. Based on the RNase protection assays of the prostatic tissue, Nasu et al. Has shown that alpha-1 ARs, that is alpha-1A, alpha-1B and alpha-1D, in the normal human prostate exist in the ratio 70:3:27%, which in patients of BPH changes to 85:1:14%. Clinico-pathological correlation of alpha-1 ARs with LUTS. Receptor distribution studies reveal that 70% of alpha-1A ARs are located in the bladder neck, prostate and urethra. The alpha-1D receptors predominate in the bladder and sacral spinal cord, and alpha-1B ARs predominate in the glandular epithelium. Thus, in the human bladder, alpha-1D is greater than alpha-1A. This predominates, while in the prostate, alpha-1A greater than alpha-1B prevail. This pattern of receptor distribution is in conformity with the embryology, as the bladder trigon plus prostate plus urethra developed from the same embryologic tissue, where it mediates smooth muscle contraction, while the bladder, that is mesodermal derivative, has mainly alpha-1D ARs, which also predominate in the spinal cord. Table:Figure 1 shows the distribution of alpha ARs in the human bladder and prostate tissues. Uroselectivity of the alpha blockers. The discovery of different types of alpha ARs have resulted in the emergence of the term neuroselectivity, which is chiefly of the three types, namely pharmacological neuroselectivity, that is, receptor selectivity for the particular alpha AR mediating contraction of the prostatic or urethral muscle, physiological neuroselectivity, that is, functional selectivity as displayed in laboratory animals in respect of a preferential reduction of the prostatic urethral pressure, and clinical neuroselectivity, that is, clinical efficacy of the drug in patients with BPH and its association with improvement of LUTS, reduction in the incidence of clinically significant adverse events. In this manuscript, the neuroselectivity term implies clinical neuroselectivity. Management of BPH LUTS. Management of bladder and prostatic outlet obstruction involves administration of drugs that primarily target the alpha-1 ARs to relax the smooth muscle and the 5-alpha reductase enzyme to block the intraprostatic conversion of testosterone and dihydrotestosterone. With prostate hypertrophy, the proportion of alpha-1B ARs decreases and that of alpha-1A and alpha-1B increases. Bladder outlet obstruction due to BPH results in obstructive and irritative symptoms. The obstructive symptoms, hesitancy, poor stream, prolonged urination, and incomplete emptying are usually alleviated by alpha-1A AR's blockade. The storage symptoms, irritative symptoms, frequency, urgency, nocturia, and involuntary detrusor contractions may persist despite normalized uroflow. This is explained by the detrusor overactivity and the development of uninhibited detrusor contractions. 1. Alpha blockade. Alpha-1 blockers form the current first-line management modality for medically treating symptomatic BPH. Their onset of action is fairly rapid within the first week, and they are clinically efficacious in relieving the obstructive symptoms as revealed by urodynamic flow studies and in lowering the risk of long-term complications like acute urinary retention, that is AUR. The incidence of clinical adverse events is extremely low, making them highly tolerable to a majority. The adverse events include dizziness, headache, asthenia, somnolence, postural hypotension, and abnormal ejaculation. Tamsulosine. This is a methoxybenzine sulfonamide, YM617, quinazoline derivative, FDA-approved stereoisomer, with a 13 to 38 times higher selectivity for prostatic smooth muscles. Tamsulosine is a highly protein-bound hydrophilic compound. At the clinical dose of 0.4 or 0.8 mg per day, its pharmacological selectivity is alpha-1A greater than or equal to alpha-1B greater than or equal to alpha-1B ARs with no effect on serum prostate specific antigen, that is PSA levels. It is free from any untoward cardiovascular side effects, is safe and effective, and is well tolerated by a majority in BPH. It is the latest generation alpha blocker that can be administered without the need for dose titration. It is also the first alpha-1 blocker with receptor subtype selectivity, moderate higher affinity to alpha-1A than to alpha-1B and intermediate affinity to alpha-1D. This explains its mild cardiovascular effects and functional neuroselectivity. Abnormal ejaculation is the only consistent dose-related adverse event, that is 10% at 0.4 mg per day and 26% at 0.8 mg per day due to slight alpha-1A selectivity. It may negatively affect vas deferens function and thereby ejaculation, that is post-junctional alpha-1A or alpha-1A bar L ARs may play an important role in contraction of the human vas deferens. The long-term incidence of AUR and development of cancer prostate are about 2% and 1.4% respectively. It has the lowest retreatment percentage when compared with alfuzosin and terazosin. Alfuzosin. It is also a quinazoline derivative, devoid of significant receptor subtype selectivity on the clone receptors, but in isolated human tissue it exhibits the highest selectivity ratio for prostate ovovascular tissue. It is a selective competitive alpha-1 ARs antagonist with a half-life of 5 hours with an overall good safety profile. Alfuzosin is currently available as an extended release, that is 10 mg once daily administered preparation that is as efficacious as the other alpha blockers. The 10-mg prolonged release preparation of alprazolam provides an equivalence of drug release that is sustained for up to 20 hours and is well tolerated, and the clinical improvement is well maintained for up to 1 year. The incidence of cardiovascular side effects is low, with fewer incidences of postural hypertension, which does away with the need for any dose titration, clear advantage over the alpha blockers. The overall adverse events have been reported in only 1-2% of patients receiving alprazolam hydrochloride, that is body pain, dyspepsia, nausea and sinusitis. It also appears to be the first alpha blocker to demonstrate a clinically significant positive correlation with the reduction in the post-void residue, that is PVR, on the transabdominal ultrasound. Doxazosin. This is another quinazoline derivative with a half-time of 20 hours. It has been associated with mild to moderate side effects of dizziness, headache, fatigue, and a clinically significant BP reduction. It is ideally suited for treating BPH associated with hypertension. Terazosin. This is also a quinazoline derivative with a half-time of 12 hours with a demonstrative superior reduction of the symptom scores and uroflow rates. Minor reversible side effects include asthenia, hypotension and dizziness, which is minimized by dose titration. No sexual dysfunction or alteration in the serum PSA has been observed on long-term therapy with terazosin. Table oblique figure 2 shows the salient features, properties and adverse events associated with the commonly used alpha blockers. 5 alpha reductase inhibitors, that is 5-ARI. The role of 5-ARI in BPH therapy stemmed from the discovery of the fact that congenital deficiency of 5-alpha reductase in adult men was associated with a non-palpable prostrate, leading to the correlation with dihydrotestosterone, that is DHT, and has an obligatory role in the development of BPH. Dutasteride. This is a 4-azosteroid compound with a 60% bioavailability rate and a terminal elimination of half-life of about 5 weeks. Due to its long half-life, significant detachable serum concentrations of dutasteride can exist for up to 4 to 6 months after discontinuation of the therapy. Thus, 5-ARI drug therapy may be superior to alpha blockade alone in preventing AUR and BPH-related surgery. Both finasteride and dutasteride at a daily dose of 0.5 and 5 mg have shown to reduce DHT levels by 70% and 90.2% respectively, leading to prostatic stromal atrophy and a reduction in the prostate volume by up to 30%. Whereas finasteride is a selective inhibitor of 5-ARI type 1, dutasteride is a dual inhibitor of both types of 5-ARI isoenzymes. Pharmacogenetic analysis and mapping studies of the genotypes of the human 5-alpha reductase type 2 isoenzyme has shown that dutasteride is a more efficient inhibitor compared to finasteride. While both the drugs are of similar clinical efficacy and safety, dutasteride is significantly capable of an earlier and more rapid powerful biochemical action, thereby having a faster onset of action in a monotherapy trial setting. Important adverse events attributed to 5-ARI include a lowering of the ejaculatory volume and libido in 9-16% and gynecomastia in 0.4%. Ejaculatory dysfunction associated with finasteride ranges from decreased volume of ejaculate to complete failure of ejaculation. The overall incidence of ejaculatory dysfunction associated with finasteride in several randomized clinical trials in men with symptomatic BPH ranges from 2.1% to 7.7%. The incident of erectile dysfunction in the PROSPECT trial involving 472 men who received 2 years of finasteride therapy was 15.8% versus 6.3% in the placebo arm, whereas in the finasteride study it was 4.9%, both of which were statistically significant with respect to placebo. Dutasteride has been shown to be well tolerated in several randomized controlled trials when administered on a long-term basis for the management of symptomatic BPH. The most common adverse events encountered with dutasteride are impairment of sexual function and gynecomastia. This accounts for 1-4%. However, the withdrawal rates on account of this have been less than 1%, that is 0.3 to 1%. A longer duration of the therapy with dutasteride 2 versus 4 years has shown a greater sustained and continued symptom improvement. The lowering of the serum PSA levels by about 50% by both these drugs also caused problems in PSA interpretation, which needs to be kept in mind. Phytotherapeutic agents. Phytotherapy, or the use of plant-derived products in therapy of LUTS and BPH, was first described in Egypt way back in the 15th century BC. Phytotherapy is a popularly prescribed medication for BPH with LUTS throughout Germany, Italy, Australia, Switzerland, Spain, Poland, and Japan, and its recent awareness has risen worldwide, including the United States. The plants that are principally exploited are those that are rich in phytosterols, that is flavonoids, active compounds including beta-cytosterol, beta-D-glucoside, cytosterin, pentacyclic triterpenoids, esters of long-chain fatty alcohols. Various mechanisms have been attributed to their action, such as inhibition of 5-AR, anti-inflammatory, inhibition of growth factors and aromatase, anti-androgenic and anti-estrogenic, decreased sex hormone binding globulin, altered cholesterol metabolism, free radical scavenger, altered lipid peroxidation and modulated prolactin-induced prostatic growth, protection of bladder function and placebo effect. Plant extracts of Pygium africanum, that is African plant tree, and Serenoa repens, sour palmetto, have been clinically used. Other plants also rich in flavonoids include Cerniltorn, extract of rye grass pollen, Cicale cereale, Hypoxis ruperi, that is South African star grass, Bazeton, that is the stinging needle, and Curbicin, that is Cucurbita pepo, that is pumpkin seed therapy, has been principally exploited for the relief of early and moderate symptoms of outflow obstruction due to BPH. Lack of any serious side effects, nausea and diarrhea, has made them very popular in some countries. Several placebo-controlled trials and long-term studies evaluating the efficacy of phytotherapy and BPH are still underway. The discussion. Table oblique figure 3 shows a summary of the salient features of some of the clinically important landmark trials that have been carried out with alpha blockers and 5-ARI drugs for the management of symptomatic BPH till date. The MTOPS study, that is Medical Therapy of Prostatic Symptoms, had a shortcoming in that it was not possible to conclude whether combination on account of AUR and whether it could be justified as a viable option for long-term therapy in patients with moderately severe LUTS. SMART 1, that is Symptom Management After Reducing Therapy, Trial 2 had its lacunae. It was a short-term study of a small number of patients and it lacked a placebo arm. Nevertheless, it showed that combination therapy was quite effective and symptom deterioration following tamsulosin withdrawal was seen only in patients with prior severe symptoms. The alpha blockers currently recommended by American Neurological Association for the treatment of symptomatic BPH include doxazosin, terazosin, tamsulosin and altazosin. A recent reanalysis of the MTOPS by Robin et al. Concluded that medical therapy ought to be tailored to the risk status of the patient. They concluded that combination therapy of alpha androgenic blocker with 5-ARI is more beneficial and effective for therapy of patients of LUTS with demonstrable enlargement of the prostate rather than the alpha blockers alone in the long run. Patients with a prostate volume of over 40 ml, transition zone volume of over 20 ml and serum PSA greater than 4.0 ng per dL could be the right group of patients who could be ideally subjected to a combination therapy. Recent clinical experience with tamsulosin has also shown that it is one of the safest alpha blockers capable of producing a rapid and lasting symptomatic relief of LUTS, while finasteride and dutasteride reduce the risk of AUR and BPH-related surgery. Phase 3 double-blind studies have also confirmed that daily tamsulosin, that is 0.4 to 0.8 mg, is effective and safe for the long-term therapy of BPH, and it is a good therapeutic alternative to surgical intervention. The combination of dutasteride and tamsulosin has been shown to be well-tolerated with the additional advantage of a rapid and sustained efficacy with symptomatic relief when administered over a period of time. Further, dutasteride has also been an in vitro tumor regression property and its role in chemo prevention of prostate cancer is being currently evaluated by the ongoing trial Reduction by Dutasteride of Prostate Cancer Events, that is REDUCE. This may translate into a superior advantage of using the dual inhibitor dutasteride in place of finasteride for the management of BPH in preventing the onset of possible high-grade prostate cancer, suggesting a possible chemo-preventive role in future. Recent evidence-based medicine EBM reviews have shown that 5-ARI has a significantly higher efficacy in patients with larger prostate, that is over 40 ml. Thus, patients most likely to benefit from 5-ARI therapy are those with a large prostate and serum PSA levels of over 1.4 ng per dL. The favorable changes in symptom scores and flow rates tend to be maintained for at least 5 years. By inducing prostate shrinkage in the pathological BPH, the 5-ARIs can potentially reverse the progress of BPH. Currently, 5-ARI therapy is advocated as a first-line therapeutic alternative for moderate-sized uncomplicated BH of over 40 ml as an additional option for BPH patients with severe symptom scores who are either unfit or unwilling for surgery. An additional beneficial effect of 5-ARI therapy is the reversal of the male pattern balding. However, these groups of drugs need to be taken for longer periods to produce a clinically significant and durable beneficial response. 5-ARIs are principally indicated where the aim is to arrest and reverse the natural course of BPH so as to reduce the risk of BPH progression in terms of the risk for AUR, recurrent urinary tract infections, renal function deterioration, and the need for surgery related to BPH. The considerably high morbidity and mortality associated with AUR emergency surgical intervention and prolonged catheterization have led to the increase in the use of trial without catheter, TWOC. TWOC involves catheter removal after 3 to 5 days of alpha blocker therapy. The success rate varying from 23% to 40%, likely predictors of unfavorable outcome being high PSA level, high PVR, and response to alfuzosin therapy following the first AUR episode managed conservatively. The EBM in respect of phytotherapy for LUTS due to BPH concludes that despite their popularity and over 40 randomized controlled trials in 5,000 men, there is no clear-cut evidence of efficacy for most phytotherapeutic products. Extracts of S. repens have the strongest evidence for efficacy and tolerability. The Committee on Other Medical Therapies of the 4th International Consultation on BPH had also concluded that most plant extracts have different components with unknown in vitro mechanisms, and while some short-term randomized studies suggest a clinical efficacy for some extracts, the same were inadequate due to their smaller numbers and short durations of the study. Phytotherapy at present appears to be useful in improving LUTS and flow measures in at least some patients. In the major six-nation European trial comparing the efficacy of various drugs in the management of BPH-LUTS, Hutchinson et al. Concluded that despite the difference in prescribing patterns, the choice of individual drug or combination therapy, all drug therapy showed some improvement over watchful waiting in the majority, and the alpha blockers were found to be the most effective. Conclusions. About 15 years ago, watchful waiting and surgery were the only two commonly practiced therapeutic options for LUTS and bladder outflow obstruction due to BPH. Today, worldwide medication has emerged as the dominant frontrunner, and the rates of TURP surgery for BPH have drastically declined. Alpha blockers are here to stay, as they have persistently shown a rapid improvement in the BPH-related LUTS uroflow rates with minor side effects. Currently, tamsulosin and alfuzosin remain the most popularly prescribed alpha blockers. Prolonged therapy with the 5-alpha reductase inhibitors produces a relatively delayed improvement in the flow rates and a reduction in the rate of BPH progression with a durable shrinkage of 20-30% in the prostate size. Dutasteride has emerged as a popular and well-tolerated efficient dual 5-alpha reductase inhibitor drug, both in combination with alpha blockers and in monotherapy for the larger and symptomatic BPH. Long-term therapy with 5-ARIs has not shown any statistically significant increase in the overall incidence of adverse effects. Combination therapy is currently the most efficacious means to prevent BPH progression. As of date, no evidence exists to suggest that combination therapy is associated with any serious side effects. Successful medical management of LUTS due to BPH must involve paying greater attention in detail to the monitoring of medication-related sexual side effects and following an integrated management and a holistic approach dictated by the patient symptoms and outcome goals. Tailoring of the BPH-LUTS drug management should include co-prescribing anticholinergic drug tolterodine and or phosphodiesterase inhibitors, that is tadalafil, for selected and deserving cases of BPH syndrome associated with a proven overactive bladder and sexual dysfunction.